Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cuyo Live Podcast Show. I've been just watching documentaries of the dark 90s. We were talking about the Jerry Springer shows and all the talk shows back in the 90s. I didn't know it was 2,000 talk shows back in the 90s. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And Jerry Springer passed Oprah Winfrey. His show passed Oprah Winfrey. I remember watching that show, you know? I mean, wow. Then there was another episode that another show documentary I was watching called H&H. You remember? Where he killed 200 people back in the 1800s. Anybody ever heard of that one? And the Riker Room on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. Johnny Depp bought the right room. And I was just like, what? And the guy that plays in Stand By Me, I forgot his name. They just showed it out the memory. I got his name already. And it was the young guy who was really close to the young boy in Stand By Me. And his name, and he died right in front of the right room. I told you. Washington is the shit, and Hollywood is the bull. Y'all gotta believe me. The bull, you know. And these documentaries on Hulu. That's right, these documentaries. I'm watching another documentary now. I got it on mute, but. They talking about the shows of the 90s and all. The Fox Boy, who played in, what you call them? They talking about the ABC, the NBC News and stuff like that. I don't know what they talking about, but this documentary's about the 90s. But the Jerry Springer show, remember the guy that I killed on the, what's her name, Jody somebody, and that guy came on the show, and the other guy told him that he'd like him, and then 2 days later, the guy went to his house and killed him. Y'all remember that talk show? If I watch the show again, I'm gonna write the name down and all. I know y'all who used to watch talk shows know who I'm talking about, but. I didn't know they tried to blame it on Jerry Springer, you know? Remember Columbine High? When those idiots went and started shooting their classmates? They blamed that on Jerry Springer. I was like, what? That got nothing to do with talk shows, you know? So I was just thinking, Post-Gen Def Auto came out right around that time. And one of the most popular video games of all times. You know, Saint Andreas. Remember? Quantum and all. That started, Grand Theft Auto. I mean, suppose that came out at that time. And thank God it didn't. Because I don't think Saint Andreas would have been a big hit in it. Because it would have been just a little bit of a video game. But anyway, why would they blame this on Jerry Springer? Those people who shot up Columbine High, they was just devilish, evil, crazy, and just a bunch of white, crazy white boys didn't have nothing else to do with their life and go take somebody else's life. Especially their classmates and teachers. You know? But you're going to blame it on Jerry Springer show. Yeah, Jerry Springer had a lot of violence and everything. And stuff like that. But that's not right. The Jerry Springer Show beat Oprah Winfrey and all. And I was just watching these documentaries, and this other documentary that I was watching, I didn't know this killer was just like Jack the Ripper. You know, his name was H&H, what you call him? Homer. H&H and Homer, something like that. And he killed like 200 people. He supposed to kill 200 people. And he bought this hotel. No. It was Homer, Huber, H.H. Huber, something like that. And he was back in the 1800s. He came to Chicago and all that stuff. I know a lot of people know what I'm talking about. Exactly, because they follow this kind of stuff. And I was just glancing at it and falling asleep because I had to take a break from the last show, because I'm doing the show each day, and I'm probably doing like two or three shows a day, and I just took a nap when I got home. I just got right into the show, and I took a nap, and I woke up, started watching this, and ate me some mashed potatoes that I had, that I bought from DoorDash, from KFC, and everything. I just started watching it and everything, and it was kind of interesting, you know. And I just wanted to bring it to my audience. Do y'all remember this H&H, Huber, whatever his name was, back in the 1800s, supposed to kill 200 people, and had this creepy hotel that was never finished, and all. And also the dark side of the 90s, where you can watch this documentary on Huber, what you call him, H-U-L-U, that's the streaming service that got it, okay. I just woke up, people, and I just started watching this, and now they showing the 90210 shows and all. I guess they're talking about all the 90s shows was hit back in the day. But 90210, they came back and did a show about their stuff. And they talked about the show. It was like a TV show and a documentary in the show. I don't know if Fox brought it back or not. But I was watching that. So they made a little comeback for a little while and everything. And yeah, they definitely talking about the 90s. 1991, January 17th. Everybody remember that day, right? Operation Desert Storm, Operation Desert Shield, and all. Yeah. And they went looking for weapons of mass destruction. And there wasn't no weapon of mass destruction. I think the United States was just looking for a fight. And they were just wanting to show their power to North Korea and Russia. That's all. I think that's all that was, you know. Because it wasn't no mass destruction. They went over there, take over another man's land. And it's all because of the oil, you know. Iran, Iraq, whatever the country was, and Desert Storm. And we just lost a lot of heroes who had to go over there and fight that war, you know. A lot of American heroes had to go over there and fight that war. And the war, another war like Vietnam, shouldn't have never approached, you know. Merely, this Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm is something like what Putin doing now. So, America shouldn't talk, you know. We went over Iran and invade their land because of some oil, and the American people was lied to, talking about it was because of mass destruction and all, and all that bull crap and stuff. And come find out later on, after the war and all that, it wasn't about mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction and stuff like that. And I told you. I told y'all before in past episodes. Pit Hollywood, you pit Washington together. You got the sheep, the bull. And the Viper Room, Sunset Boulevard, one of the bad boys in Hollywood, Johnny Depp, who got fired. He was doing movies, Pirate of the Caribbean and all, and had a good TV show on. And you could tell that man was nothing but trouble, you know. And he wasn't really my favorite actor at all, you know. He wasn't really playing in movies like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, you know. I know they bad boys too and everything, you know. Don't get me wrong and all, but they really make movies, you know. I mean, Johnny Get Deaf, people who love Johnny Depp, I'm sorry, guys, but it's really nothing. He really made that, but cite me, but the Pirates of Caribbean, whatever they were called, you know, and the last one, he got fired because he was a drug dealer, you know, he was a drug addict, you know, that's my opinion. I ain't make no application or nothing like that. That's just my American opinion, you know. So you hear it, Johnny Depp, or somebody in your party, social media hear it. This my opinion, and I have a right to my opinion. You're a good guy. I love you in 21 Jump Street. I love you in that pirate movie. And should go make some action movies and stuff like that. Get back your career and all. In the Viper Room, I don't know why you bought the Viper Room. I mean, it was just, and I respect all music. I really do respect all music and everything, but I just don't get into the hard rock and all that crazy names and stuff like that. And I know rap music is just like most of the upside down, the other side of hard rock and everything. But it's, at least you got a beat. At least you can dance to it, and then, you know, get down on it, and you know, get down on it, and get down on it. At least Tupac and Biggie and Eminem and Dr. Dre, and you know, they give you a beat, get down on it, you know. At least they was out there getting down on it. And rock, you just gotta bang your head. That's all they do in the hard rock, and bang your head and just I'm sorry, fans. I know some of y'all like hard rock music and stuff like that. I don't mean to make fun of your music, though. And you have every right to cuss at me, you know, right? But in the rock star bands and stuff like that. I know I'm not making fun of your music and everything, but just my opinion, you know, just my opinion, my right to my opinion and everything. Yeah, you can make fun of the rap music and stuff like that. I don't care, because I don't make it. And to me, what my word is saying, all artists, all music artists should respect other artists, you know, respect other music artists, like the rap music world, you know. Never know when band wrote one of y'all popular hard rock guys gonna have to use a rap star like Eminem or Dr. Dre to do your music, you know. You know, you never know. It's not what you know, it's who you know and who you can get contact with, you know. So, but it was interesting to watch it on Hulu and watch this documentary and watch this guy who played in Stand By Me. I know it was the leader guy, you know, not the guy on Star Trek. It was the next guy, you know, the cool guy. Not the crazy guy with the glasses and all. And not the fat guy, but the other guy. I can't think of his name. They just told me his name, and it just left my mind. Rosie somebody, and he died right in front of the Viper Club. Right in front of the door. And that's crazy. Somebody gave him some drugs and told him to take a sip of that. He started convulsing and all that stuff. I mean, he was a cool actor too, you know. He did a good job in the Stand By Me movie. I mean, he did a really good job. I mean, I didn't know his name. That was his name, you know. But he did a pretty good job in that movie. Now they showing Cops on this Dr. Memory. That's what the show in the 90s too. Damn. They kicked the dog down the steps. He was a fat dog too. I just can't get over the grammar and the fame of Hollywood and Hollywood and the conspiracy stories of Washington. You know, they go together. You know, I just can't get over it. You know. I know some of y'all trying to figure out what I'm talking about and everything, but just look at it, you know. Jerry Springer was a politician. I mean, he got caught giving a check to a prostitute before he got a talk show. And one of his first talk shows, he looked like a geek. And then a producer, they moved into Chicago, and they changed the whole thing around. But one of his first talk shows, he came out with his head down with a whole bunch of things, trying to act like Oprah Winfrey talk show and all. And then once they moved into Chicago, NBC took it over and everything. They switched them and made a whole lot of changes and all. And it came the talk show that we know as Jerry Springer. I know everybody watched Jerry Springer. When it was nothing on TV, or when y'all was making your next baby, you know, y'all watched Jerry Springer. So don't lie, don't look at each other and lie to each other. Y'all remember, look at your first and second kid. Y'all was watching Jerry Springer at late night when y'all were making them two. Yeah, they probably looking at y'all now. Like, what? What are you talking about, Dad? Hey, family secrets, okay? Hey, this is the Corey Redlock Show. You know, and you probably were going over your secret in my girlfriend house. After that, after you make those two babies, you probably went over your secret in my girlfriend house and made two more babies. Now, you're paying the double child support. Yeah, I used to watch Jerry Springer too, but no, the 90s was, I was 20, in my 20s in the 90s, and it was a really temptation time here in Baltimore. You didn't have to live in Hollywood or Washington, D.C. It came to you if you were looking for it. Huh. All you had to do is look around Baltimore. The place that I was living at was South Baltimore, Pigtown. Everybody in Baltimore know what that was, where that area at. That's right, living with that woman that I married, Pigtown, South Baltimore. I just look back at that, just back in my mind, and just look back at that time, and boy. So, do y'all remember the dark 90s of those talk shows? That's right, it was 2,000 talk shows on. And Jerry Springer and talk shows opening doors for the reality shows. And I don't like the reality shows. I think they one reality show I do, like Survivor and all. But that's the only one. I think they should time to take that off too. But, and it was just, it was just crazy in the 90s, you know. It was just like getting ready to end the century, and we were going to another century, and everything just started going crazy, you know. I mean, Michael Jackson came on TV talking about he didn't possess no child. Everybody was like, what the heck you talking about, Michael? He was accused of child predation back in 1993. Everybody was just like, oh my goodness. He was doing his Dangerous Tour. He had to stop the Dangerous Tour to go to all this. And that just took him right downhill. Right after that, I believe that would never happen. Michael would still be on top of his game, and he would still be with us. But just like the other drug dealers and drug addicts, Michael became a drug addict with his morphine, with his milk, you know, and left him to his grave, you know. And it will really tell you who in your family love you. And who in Hollywood was your friends too, you know? Because as Michael had friends, like he said, he had friends in Hollywood and had really keen family members, I believe he would still be here. Because you, as his brothers and mother, had that right to take an intervention and take over his life and tell the judge that he was a danger to himself and danger to others. And you would want to take over that position. You know, just like my brother or my family, if they think I'm a danger to myself, that's all they had to do is go to the agency. They have a meeting and everybody would think, say, hey, wait a minute, you're a danger to everybody and yourself. And they would have it in the convention and they would take over, you know, until it was safe for me to go back on my own. You know, I was out there cussing people, breaking glasses and doing this and stuff like that. Family, friends, and my agency, they would definitely get involved. You know, my house wasn't dirty, wasn't clean, and this is a lot of dirt and everything. They definitely would intervene, you know. Same with you, with your family, you know, right? And I'm right? Yeah. So I know I'm right. And the question to my mind, why did the brothers and sisters and mom and dad get intervene? They know they didn't have that right to take over. No matter how old he was, they had that right to take over. They was his main family, you know, and he had his children, you know. They had that right to say, no, he's not doing these shows yet. He's a drug dealer. He's a drug addict. We taking over. He's going to get help. And then once he get help, once he clean, then we're going to do the shows. To me, Michael let a lot of fans down. He let a lot of fans down. That's the angry part of me. You know, he waited too long to make a comeback. And then when he decided to make a comeback, he decided to do his little milk thing and hire some crazy looking doctor from nowhere who probably got paid to kill him. And I really believe a lot of people was after him, you know, to do that. And a lot of celebrities, I'm not going to name some names, but it's just a lot of people who wanted that stuff back that he bought. And a lot of celebrities probably paid these people, so they won't have their name on it. And they hired the doctor. They hired the doctor. I don't believe Michael hired that doctor. Somebody hired him, because once he was... Any doctor know you take the person down on the floor and you start doing kaplunction and get them off the bed, you know? Get them off the bed and start doing CPR. The stupid doctor was doing CPR on the bed. So you know right there, he was paid to make sure he goes. No? Then the doctor
going... It's time for bed.
Then the doctor going to clean up everything, all the medicine, leave in the car. He didn't leave it in one of the cars that Michael gave him. He left it in a taxi cab. Like I said, guys, it's just a lot of stuff in Hollywood that just want to make you want to say, what the heck is going on? In the music world and in the TV and film world. And no, it just, to my opinion, it shouldn't have happened, you know. Not blaming his family and all that stuff. But they could have intervened. They could have took control of him. You know, they could have took control. They had that right. All they had to do to go to court and did what they had to do. Because you can do it. And if the lawyers and judges and all that, or anybody ever had to do that, know that I'm right. No. But that's the way society is, you know. In my opinion, my opinion, I'm just glad that he is gone, you know, because he's at a better place now. He's peaceful. All the media and tabloids teasing him, calling him crazy names and stuff like that. The man is at peace. And they still don't leave him alone. HBO documentary teamed up with Oprah Winfrey and the two guys that accused him, all of them teamed up together, made a documentary on HBO. You know? Come on, man. Stop the bull crap. You know? And I just know the 90s was crazy. If this was crazy time, and the documentary focused on most of the hard rock shows and stuff. They didn't talk about the rap music and all that that was dominated the country and all. But it's a good documentary and called The Dark 90s. It's on Hulu. It called The Dark 90s, and check it out, people. We'll be right back. I'm gonna let you play this music, Sleep Camp, and I guess it's one of the scary music that I download. This is for Halloween, so anybody watch the movie Sleep Camp, I don't know if it's singing on this or it's just a elevated music. So here we go. I'll be right back.
It don't much matter if it's left or right, you just mean it. There ain't no retreat. We'll beat each other up with what we know. Keep our heads down, let them get some more. We don't need it. Let them keep feeding. Now we're picking our friends up. Asking where it all went.
Welcome back, everyone. Just going over some stuff, and look like my ratings is going back up and getting it on. Just wanted to say that the 90s was just a crazy time, and it was just one of those times that we went to a lot of stuff, you know. So how many of y'all remember those talk shows? Like Jerry Springer. Come on, I know y'all out there. I know y'all remember those talk shows. And I know y'all used to watch them in y'all dorm. Y'all used to listen to them and everything. And all the shows during the 90s, you know. Even 90210, you know. Those shows and just trying to wonder why these shows went popular like they did. Silver Spoons, Michael Fox, before he went to big time with Back to the Future and everything. Excuse me, I'm having a microphone effect. Before he went Back to the Future and everything, Silver Spoons. He was on that, and Bill Cosby, one of the most popular sitcoms ever. I mean, one of the famous most sitcoms ever in the 90s. The number one show sitcom in the 90s, and probably still today, you know. And it's a lot of things about Bill Cosby, and I think they should have caught on to if he was doing all that stuff they say he was doing. How can you go so long not knowing he wasn't doing that stuff, you know? Then you turn around and give him a popular TV show, you know? And how can you didn't know he was doing all these stuff to these women, you know? Why didn't he speak up then? Right around the time of his career. You know, a hit TV show like Bill Cosby, how come they didn't come out then and say anything? I mean, they just waited till his show going off and everything. My conspiracy is that Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC, and they told him no. And he tried it anyway, I believe they did a lot of things, you know. And just to make this man look like he did, you know. It's really nothing. I don't have no evidence to prove it and everything, but that's just one of the rumors that I heard, that he was trying to buy NBC and he was going to put a lot of black shows on TV, you know, and dominate it. His show, I mean, and it's just that it was that time, you know. And now they talking about crack, smoking pot and everything on this documentary. Once again, it's called The Dark 90s. And they just talking about all the commercials, like, this is your, remember the commercial in the 90s when they had the frying pan and the egg? This is crack, and this is your brain on crack. Don't get me started. Just don't get me started. Because if that true, somebody's brain was on crack when they hired Donald Trump. Told you, don't get me started. We had to watch that commercial all over again for 4 years just to remind ourselves who put that man in office. Do you remember the commercial? This is your brain. This is your brain on crack. Donald Trump made us remember that. This is your body. And this is your brain on crack in your body. For 4 years, we had to watch the man who had a body shaped like a like the Penguin on TV. Remember the Batman movie? He would go out to the media with his stomach sticking out, with his lips sticking out, his hair all yellowed. What the? What? Guys, what kind of? What is going on? What is going on? If he get back in office, it's gonna be a drama show again. It's already going to be a drama show in 2023. It's going to be a drama all over again. I just hope it don't turn out to a civil war or nothing like that. I just hope we don't hear repeat of January the 20th. The Capitol thing again. I just hope they take all kinds of precaution. And Joe Biden, you're a really brave man if you're going to run again. I mean, you're really brave. Because you're going to have a really tough time. I mean, the Donald Trump people that's going to come out. They're going to come out like the Michael Jackson Dreader. They're going to come out the sewer holes. They're going to come out the grave. They're going to come out the ship bowl. They gonna come out and soon as 2023 comes, you're gonna see them rising from your toilet. Covered this bull crap and everything. Donald Trump, make America great. Donald Trump, make America great. Donald Trump, make America great again. It's gonna be a show horse. It's gonna be a show horse. Getting y'all warning, getting y'all ready for a warning, a real early warning, people. I mean, they mess with women's rights to get abortion. Just imagine what they're gonna do if the Republicans take over and he get back in office. Just imagine what they're gonna do. Imagine what they're gonna do. Please go vote. Get ready. If you haven't registered, go register right now. Don't go to another state and register. Register in your state. Okay? Don't sit there and say, my vote don't count. Because it do. Please, people. It do count. We cannot let this man or these people get in control of the White House of the Capitol again. Alright? We can't. Until they find a good Republican president who's calm and everything, we just can't let this man and crazy people, even his son probably trying to run. We can't. We can't let that happen, people. We just can't let it happen. I tell you, if we do let that happen, it's on us this time. Okay? It's on the Republicans the last time. Next time it happens, it's on us because we didn't go out and vote and stop it. Joe Biden is doing the best job that he possibly can do. I mean, no help from the Republicans. But he did pass a bill for the environment. And it's to see what else he can get passed before 2023 and of course 2024. And I just hope this man get a second term. And just hope that he do. you know, and the wonderful, wonderful vice president. I mean, I just hope that she runs for president. I hope so. I mean, to say not only have a woman president, but have an African-American, first African-American woman president. That's Michael Bibb. That's Michael Bourbon all over again. That's Shanika Mountain Green all over again right there. You know, coming from Second Command. Remember the Star Trek Discovery? She was in Second Command before she messed up, you know, going to Command. And now if we see that in reality, I mean, Shanika Mountain Green did it on a TV show, and she made a comeback and lead in that starship. And 4 years or after the 4 years up, after the next 4 years up, and she runs for president and she wins, that's just like her coming from Second Command to captain. Just like Shanika Mountain Green did. You know what I'm talking about, right? Fiction come reality. And it can happen, you know? Because she is Second Command, right? She's Vice President. She's Second Command. Not totally. She gotta be voted in and all that stuff. If you know how politics work and everything, you actually know that the Speaker of the House is right there with, in between the Vice President and the President. If you study that stuff, all right. But yeah, she's the Vice President. She like, come on, the President in trouble. Just in case something happened to the real President, we got a backup President. But the Speaker of the House take over until she's sworn in. If you didn't watch all the Hollywood movies about presidents like Morgan Freeman and other presidents when they sworn in and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. So let's take another break, and we'll be right back, okay? Go Rams! I'm sorry, Baltimore. I'm sorry. just for you who like the quiet music without the vocals. Something that we put together for you. And glad we can help you out, you know. So you'll probably be hearing that again when future shows. I'll play that again. And just hope that y'all like the content and everything, the topics and of course the music. You know. Not a radio station, no. No radio station. It's a podcast show. And I'll be doing my shows. And I just put music on. I can put it on while I'm talking and just turn it down and talk. Or I just play it. Then play the music while I take a little break. And when I go back and edit it, I just put other stuff in it. You know, like commercials and stuff. And Speaker also already do that. They put the commercials and stuff in there. But I add extra commercials and stuff. So you might see me being cut off between commercials and all. And might hear the music be cut off and the commercials come in and all and everything. So, but, you know, it is what it is, and the commercials give you a little presentation, little sense and stuff like that. I told you before, like little couple pennies and everything, and everything. And it's not the money, it's not the little piece of sense and stuff like that. It's just having my own thing, having a control of my own thing, and just love talking to y'all guys. And the amazing thing is, the blessing thing is, y'all guys download the music and listen. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, Speak, Cloud, Google, all of y'all formats, people who listen to the formats. Y'all, just thank you, you know, really appreciate it, you know. And just shout out to all my Star Trek family and everything who do listen to, you know. And the New York City Podcast Network and people who listen on that. And the people who put my stuff up on that, you know. And just so grateful and thankful for y'all guys. And all the other people who promote my show and put it on their social media and everything. On the website that I go to help promote the show and everything. And when for that website and when for those people on the website, I'll probably still got like, I'll still be back in the, when I first did the show, only had about 10 people, you know, and can't even get, and only had like 3 cents. And I had 3 cents for, 3 or 4 cents for a long time. And once I got these people and start promoting me and everything, I started getting my first, what you call it, and got a pretty good deal. Pretty got a little percent. That little chuck change started adding up, and I got a little paid for that and everything. And it's just great, you know. And I also started, Riverside is where you'll be on me on certified, you know, okay? Because Riverside is connected to sci-fi, okay? And when I do that talk show and get paid for it too, because all the fans and downloads I got, and that's from Anchor. And Anchor, I might cross over from Anchor because, like I said, I've been having a little trouble with PayPal, but I haven't trouble yet. First, they still got my $17 from the first pay, but the $23 I got, and I've been having trouble with them. They saying that I did things, did something, I don't know, and I'm just using the PayPal not the business thing, not the business part, but the private part, personal part. I'm just using it for, what I'm doing now, you know. And like I said, you're going to have trouble when you do good. The devil is in details. Believe me, the devil is in detail when you start doing good and do right, do the right things and stuff like that, you know. When you're not doing good, he ain't going to pay attention to you. But when you do go good, he's going to pay attention to you. And he's going to try to throw everything he can at you. I mean, ready at you. And it's just, I mean, wow. It's just scary, you know, really scary. And really, really don't like that, you know. I try to be a God man, a child of God, do the right thing and everything. It's hard. Even at the age that I'm at, I slip. I know some of y'all do slip too. Maybe it's cussing or swearing or something like that. And some of y'all still slip. I mean, y'all was young when I was young, back in the 90s. People younger than that, back in the 70s and 80s and 60s, when y'all was growing up, you know. Now y'all wisdom. Y'all got wisdom and knowledge and stuff like that, you know. And you try to pass it on. But it's hard, you know. It's hard. You know, to try to avoid evil and craziness and all. Like I was at the laundromat Thursday, and this crazy guy talking about, "I'll rob you." He was asking, begging for food and stuff. I don't got no money. My money with my card. He was like, "Okay, buy me something." "No, I ain't gonna buy you nothing. Go get a job, you know." That's what I told him. "Go get a job." And then he's going to turn around and say, "I'll rob you." And I put my phone out. I punched 911 in. He said, "Go ahead. Say it again." I look right in his face. I stop. And I say, "Say it again. Because if you do anything to me, it will be recorded. You know? Since it's a code on the street, 911 will have it on that, this, what you call. And I will be taking pictures. So go ahead. I'm not going to run, you know. I'm going to go back to the laundromat. And I'm going to keep washing my clothes there. I'm going to be careful on everything because of him now and all. Since I know, aware what he's saying and everything. But, and not to go to the bank no more because of him and all. And all. And just be very careful and everything. But I will be all right, you know. And I'm also going to get me a stun gun because I can get that from eBay. So I'm going to get me a stun gun and give me some mace, you know. I'm going down. I mean, because I have to. I mean, I'm not going to go down. I'm not going to go down, fans. Just pray. But you know how you feel, you know. Just tired of it, you know. You're just tired of the stupidness. Tired of hearing the same thing on the news every day, you know. And then just gotta stand up for yourself, you know. You know, that's why the inner harbor is empty, because people like him, you know, just tired of it. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a good night, and see you on the next episode of the Queer Wedlock Podcast Show. Tell you, I'm a good show. So, New York, Oceanside, New York, and other people around, tell people about it, okay? Because I like to see my ratings go up in other states too, you know. And I will see y'all on the next episode. Live long and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you and protect you. And as always, Ashley, and we love you. Good night.